Hey, everyone. It's another After Dark in your non-existent feed. How's it going?
Pretty good. I can't see. It's so dark.
We don't introduce ourselves like darkness on this one. I figure if you're taking the time to find this someone out, you know who we are.
That's right. If you're delving deep into the website, you should know who we are by now.
That's right. So usually the way these work is I use them to kind of quiz Todd about some of the more cryptic tweets if I don't have any sort of agenda, especially since we saw each other this past weekend.
That's right.
That's right. We had a night out of gambling and comedy.
Oh, what? That's right. I don't know which one was better.
Well, let's get these tweets out of the way. That I got a you had a joke in here about the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
The Royal Rumble, some joke about the Jets and the British royalty or some nonsense. I get you and your jokes.
Yes. That's the West Side Story.
Ah, I don't get it.
Versus Buckingham Palace.
Now, you did claim when I retweeted that article the other day, it's like, is this like The Onion or will this actually tell me why people are upset?
Yes, that was a legitimate question.
Okay, so we can get into that a bit, but I do want to ask you, you had the question here, no matter how good AKA Jessica Jones was going to be, it just got a million times better. Did I miss some news?
I really don't know why. Yes, you did.
Okay.
David Tennant, the 10th Doctor, is going to be the Purple Man.
Oh, good gravy. Well, I can't watch now.
What? You can't watch now?
No, I'm not allowed to watch anything that has a Whovian in it.
Oh, then you can't watch Alien.
I'm all right with that.
You can't watch Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull.
Oh, twist my arm on that one.
You can't watch Snowpiercer.
It's on the pile.
I'm using all the John Hurt stuff.
Snowpiercer is on the pile.
It's right next to The Matrix.
I think it's above The Matrix.
Which I just watched the other day.
The Matrix or Snowpiercer?
It's above The Matrix. I just watched that movie. Snowpiercer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Finally got around to it.
I hear it's good.
It is. I really liked it. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend you watch it when you're, you know, 60 and the kids moved out of the house and you're not, you know, traveling for wrestling every other day.
Right.
You should be pretty good.
I doubt it.
So was that site an actual Onion site?
No.
Or is that, well, if I read that, will it answer my question?
Yes. Yes, it will.
Okay. Because I saw everybody going crazy about that. Mm-hmm. And it actually kind of interested me because I saw people saying, oh, they're going to cancel their subscription. And then people getting angry at the people who said they're going to cancel their subscription, which kind of like was weird because I see it as like, if people don't like a comic or a TV show, should they still keep watching it?
Okay. And I am in 100% agreement with you on that statement. Because I wasn't upset with people canceling their subscription. Like, you're free to do with your money with whatever you will. You know, if it was up to me, everyone would cancel their WWE subscription and just send me the $9.99 a month. But not a lot of people are going to do that, and you're not going to get the same amount of content from me that you would from the WWE.
Especially, you'd be giving it away for free
right. Then
for $9.99. You had your $100 PayPal thing.
I still have the $100 PayPal thing. If you PayPal me $100, I will tell you one wrestling secret that I know.
And I still have the $50 PayPal thing that if you PayPal me $50, I'll tell you one secret thing that you have told me.
But no, so my whole thing about it is...
I'm capitalizing on that, man.
You're horning in on my racket. So, just kind of working backwards from this, as we're recording this today, WWE announced that they're over a million subscribers to the network. You know, they're like, oh, you know, they made their projected goal in less than a year. They're the fastest growing streaming service, blah, 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 whatever it is. And this comes on the heels of These people, after the Royal Rumble this past weekend, trying to get the getting the hashtag cancel WWE Network trending. And, you know, like Time Magazine Online doing a piece on it, the cancellation page crashed, and all this other crazy nonsense. So, just in regards to that, as what you said before is, if there's a comic book or a TV show that I don't like, I'm going to stop watching it. And that's within my rights and within the rights of anybody else who does whatever they want to do with their time and or their money. Mm-hmm. The key things being time and money. Now, I'm just going to pick a comic book out of thin air, and obviously this is not a comic book that either one of us would stop reading, at least for the foreseeable future, Batman. Okay?
Okay.
Let's say, for whatever reason, you did not like what happened in this next issue of Batman, the one that comes out this week. Let's say you hate it so much that you and other people who had the same reaction to this book go and get something online saying boycott Batman, you know, pull no more Batman, whatever it is, right? And then you no longer pay for the Batman book, but then you illegally steal the book online and you then continue to complain about it after you did your whole, you know, look at me, I'm canceling reading this, I'm stopping reading this book, and I'm not giving them my money, but I'm still going to steal the book from them and complain about it every time it comes out.
Okay, that's a little different.
That was my whole thing was.
I mean,
whereas a good book, okay.
See, like I said,
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't understand that half, because all I saw was I'm canceling my subscription, and everybody banging on them, what I thought was for just canceling their subscription. Now, I mean, I know you're going to have your good pay-per-views and your bad pay-per-views and your good Raws and your bad Raws and your good SmackDowns and your bad SmackDowns. But, you know, if you don't like what you're seeing over and over and over again, you know, that's within your right. But I didn't know people were canceling and then just, like, you know, burying it every chance they get because they, you know, they're pirating.
Well, more than likely they are, or they'll still watch like whatever's given to them for free to complain about it or whatever it is. And the reason that this happened was because the guy that they wanted to win the predetermined outcome match of the pay-per-view this past weekend didn't win.
Which guy?
Daniel Bryan. And the guy that they didn't want to win, Roman Reigns, did win.
I don't know any of the matches.
Right.
Ah, gotcha.
So, again, Royal Rumble, winner of the Royal Rumble, goes
isn't
on.
That somehow it's supposed to work sometimes?
Say that again?
I know. We're stepping on
each other. We are all over each other on this episode.
Sometimes, you know, you get the ending you want. Sometimes you get the heat.
Right. And the very short version of this very long thing is, we more or less knew that Roman Reigns, the guy who won the Royal Rumble, was going to win the Royal Rumble and go on to WrestleMania in some sort of large capacity as early as August of last year. Like, it was more or less a foregone conclusion. Like, even watching watching a TV show or reading a comic book, you can see a character introduced in a way and handled in a way that, like, okay, they're positioning this character to be someone big down the line. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what they...
It's just obvious, like, what they're giving them.
Right. And that was very, you know, very clear with Roman Reigns. And over the last couple weeks, they've been kind of giving him some really corny material to deliver. And it really hasn't been conducive to what a lot of people would want to see in that role. They were essentially trying to take whatever made him cool and replace it with making him another John Cena. Which is
so they were just trying to give him what they think will work,
right? They're like it worked for John Cena,
what seemed to have worked in the past,
right? This guy got to this position by doing X, Y, and Z, but since we want him to be the next John Cena, we need to give him John Cena stuff to say and do.
Okay, that does, like, I see what you're saying. It doesn't seem to make any sense, you know, as the layman that I am, but,
right.
You know, it seems like that's not the way to push it.
So, So all this is going on, and then Daniel Bryan...
That's interesting.
Then Daniel Bryan comes back. He had been gone since May, and whether you look at it in the TV storyline capacity, in that he won the title at WrestleMania, he got injured, never lost the title, was stripped of the title because he couldn't compete, now he's coming back, he's on the road to get his title back, and the first step to get the title back is to win the Royal Rumble. And he, Daniel Bryan on TV, is positioned in a way that he's who he is. For a long period of time, leading up to his WrestleMania thing last year, and even prior to that, they gave him all sorts of terrible material, put him in terrible situations. But the problem was, Daniel Bryan, maybe a little bit better of a performer than Roman Reigns, was able to make lemonade out of lemons.
Right, he had a little more charisma.
Right, or he just had a little something more.
Mic skills or something.
A better connection with the audience, whatever it was.
Gotcha.
So, he's in the Royal Rumble. Roman Reigns is in the Royal Rumble. So are 28 other people, right? Everyone pretty much knows it's going to be one of these two guys who are going to win, whether you're smart to the business or not smart to the business. Daniel Bryan comes out very early in the Royal Rumble. And then is eliminated very early in the Royal Rumble. And the speculation is this was done as a concerted effort of, let's get him in and out as quick as we can so that by the time Roman Reigns comes out, everyone will have forgotten about Daniel Bryan and we can continue on with our plan. Todd, I know you're a sports fan, and I know that you know certain towns, the fans have a bit of a reputation. The Royal Rumble this past weekend was in Philadelphia.
Oh, dear God.
Philadelphia, where for the better part of 10 years, from like 2002 to him going into the WWE, Daniel Bryan, that was his home promotion, that was his home base, that was where he wrestled every month. So now it's in a place that he kind of cut his teeth in, you know, the mainstream wrestling business. A lot of those fans probably wanted to see him win. They were upset to see him eliminated. And then the guy that all those people know is going to be the obvious winner comes out and wins the whole thing. Mm. So much so that they had The Rock come out and kind of endorse this guy after the match as well. Like,
So The Rock was there.
Right, and hold his hand up and be like, this is the guy, to a resounding chorus of boos.
Ah, and... The Philadelphia fans, in my, you know, in my experience, know how to boo.
Right.
There's no other fan group that can boo the way Philadelphia fans can.
Right. And there may be speculation that The Rock, you know, arguably one of the biggest movie stars in the world, arguably one of the most, you know, notable wrestlers in the last 30 plus years, was like being pelted by like soda, you know, soda cups and garbage.
Just to maybe go offside a
yes.
little bit, let me just tell you how bad the Philadelphia fans are.
I have a good story about this too, but go ahead.
Okay, this is the three worst fans in football. The third worst fans, Oakland Raiders
All right.
fans. And that's me throwing myself under the bus. Two New England Patriots fans for a different reason.
Uh-huh.
Just really quick, not because they're not like, you know, like mean and nasty like Philadelphia and Oakland fans. They're the kind of fans that they win three Super Bowls in, I don't know, 4 years, I think it was. They're the beginning of a dynasty, and at their Super Bowl parade, they're chanting Yankees suck. They like that's all they care about is the is Boston Red Sox, and it's like you have the trophy, you have an amazing accomplishment, you went won back to back, and then won like a year or two later, and all you can think about is Yankees suck. So I'm like, you're not even football fans. Then you have the Philadelphia Eagles fans, who this may shock you, once booed Santa Claus. Hand to God. This was the story, and I actually saw the special the other day, like a little snippet on it. It was the end of the year. It was the last game of the year. They always have the Santa parade at the old vet. And It was a crappy, snowy day. This is how they say it led up to it. It was like, you know, they were 1-11 or whatever. So they were like, all right, we're losing, but at least we're going to get the first pick in the draft. And I think O.J. Simpson was coming out that year. And they're like, we're going to get this running back. We're going to get, you know, future murderer, blah, blah, blah.
They knew.
And they knew. And they start winning games. So now they're not even the worst to get this great running back. They drop back. They're going to get some schmo pick. And there's a blizzard like the day before. And so they have the parade. The Santa Claus doesn't show up. So there's a guy dressed as Santa Claus every year in the stands. They pull him out of the stands and say, just walk the stadium, right? Just walk out in the thing. And they start booing. They just start booing Santa Claus, right? You think that's bad enough. Remember I told you there was snow in the stadium. So I don't know if it was packed, but a stadium full of people start pelting Santa Claus with snowballs. That's how bad the Eagles fans are. The other way they put it is they would boo Gandhi if he dropped a pass.
Now, did you say this was like part of like a special or a documentary or something that you saw this?
Yes, it was not a an ESPN or either an ESPN or an NFL snippet where they talked about it. It was like 4 minutes long,
okay.
5 minutes long.
Because
it's on YouTube somewhere.
Okay, because there's another story that I heard. Mm-hmm. Probably around that same time, from the Artie Lang podcast. Artie Lang, former Howard Stern, you know, so on and so forth. You know, known degenerate. I think this is 2 weeks in a row he comes up.
Yes.
He tells a story that it got so bad that they put a holding cell and, like, a place to arraign people in Veterans Stadium.
Yes, they had a judge
right.
and a cell.
Right, they had a
to get speed things up.
Right, because that's how bad it got. There were so many people, and it was happening so often. They're like, we need to put this process, the judicial process, on site.
Yes, and
because waiting until Monday is too long.
Well, you got to get them while they're drunk, and they could be, you know, belligerent in the courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally. If they're like, now, you know, there's nicer sections when you get into the expenses.
Sure.
But there are sections that I know for a fact people have gone and worn the wrong coats or jerseys, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And they will take an X-Acto knife to the back of your jacket and just shred it. And I'm talking like me, you, grown men, you know, get their jacket shredded. Kids get beer dumped on them, cursed at. It is like the Eagles have been in the Super Bowl twice, and they have been beaten by the New England Patriots and the Oakland Raiders. I've been to Philly for cons, and I have like a Von Doom Raiders jersey, and I have other Raiders stuff. I will not wear it when I go to Philadelphia. I just refuse to put any Raiders garb on because you're going to get flack if you go to the wrong places.
The where we have our shows in Philly, it's still the ECW Arena, but I've been going to this building for some, you know, 19 years for professional wrestling, three blocks away from where you're talking about at Veterans Stadium. So it's in the area, you know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean. And they destroyed the old vet. I don't know what it's called now, like. I even forget because I know the old names of stadiums. Yep. Everything's sponsored now.
Same here.
But the funny thing is, like, the old one had, like, rats and cats and dogs living in it. And, like, you'd see, like, footage of old games. And, like, you'd see cats walking along the sidelines and stuff. It was crazy.
Now, there is one other thing that I want to ask you about, and actually, this was a thing that I had in my head, and then we kind of got sidetracked with the wrestling stuff, and I didn't do a really good job of explaining it, but, you know, whatever. It is what it is. It's wrestling. Come on.
And I wasn't helping either,
no,
but go ahead.
We were talking all over each other. So there was a time that the Raiders were in the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and something happened with the center.
Oh, that was when they played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I don't know who it was that they played, but I figured you being a Raiders fan, I just heard this story yesterday.
Is the one where he went down to Tijuana and went crazy?
Yes.
And said that the game, we were going to lose the game no matter what?
Well, no. Now, see, this was told by someone who was actually on the team. You know, this was back in the day when there was no bye week. So, like,
right. That's actually the last game to be played 1 week after the playoffs, like the AFC and the NFC championship. Before that, there had been bye weeks, and it was like sporadic.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Tampa Bay played the Oakland Raiders, who John Gruden was the Oakland Raiders coach the year before, had a falling out with Al Davis, who was a crazy old man, and he ended up quitting or getting traded or whatever. I don't remember. And he went to the Tampa Bay team. So people said that he knew, like, that he was like, they didn't change the offense. So John Gruden was like, if you hear this, it means this. If you hear that, it means that. And they were in trouble right from the get-go. But the center went crazy and had a lost weekend down in Tijuana.
Okay, right. So, and again, I wish I could remember the guy's name while I kill some time here. This is after dark, so.
Yeah, who cares, right? Raiders center who went crazy in Tijuana. Google will have that. See, I should know this stuff because I'm a Raiders fan, mm-hmm. but people trade teams so much that I stop remembering them. You know, it's like, you know, you buy a jersey, you might as well just hold on to it for 3 years. You'll be buying a new one.
John Ritchie?
Yes.
Okay, so John Ritchie, he was on the Raiders at the time. And... Mm-hmm. He had mentioned that it was one of those deals where, you know, they won and they, you know, you have to get to the hotel to do all the press and everything 2 days before the Super Bowl. He notices as he and his wife are coming in, the center is going out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, he's headed toward Mexico. And then mm-hmm. when it was like, photo day, nobody noticed, like, you know, everyone's in the jumpsuits and the whole thing, nobody noticed he was gone. It wasn't until the day of the game that they realized he was gone. What apparently had happened was he had went off his bipolar medication.
Yes.
And he thought they had already played the game and won the game.
Oh, okay.
So he was leaving to go celebrate in Mexico with, like, and have, like, a pill overdose.
Ooh. See, and now what I had heard is that he... Because, you know, this was back before the internet. Mm-hmm. And, like, people were actually... Well, not before the internet, but, like, you know, you didn't have people talking about it the way it was now. And there was many stories going around. Was that after he had his snap, he started saying, like, you know, when he realized that the game was over and lost or whatever, that he said that we were destined to lose and they put the fix in and everything. Obviously, you know, he's a bipolar guy who had a breakdown or whatever. So God only knows what he was, you know, saying afterwards. But yeah, I remember that because I remember when the center goes down, people don't realize how important a center is because he calls, like, the blitzes and he's like, he notices. He helps the quarterback pick out what the defense is doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, so the quarterback doesn't have to look over everything all the time. If the center notices something, he'll be like, oh, that. And he'll be like, okay, I see that. Or, you know, I mean, the quarterback gets the call in the end, but it's nice to have – it's like a caddy. He's telling you – giving you an advice on what club you should use, kind of.
Right. And the gentleman's name is Barrett Robbins.
Yes.
So, right. So this is, you know, and from the mouth of, you know, somebody who was on the team with him, John Ritchie telling the story. And the other thing that you mentioned about the coach, John Ritchie was saying that, like, you know, here's our guy. He's our starting center. He is the first guy to touch the ball and he's just mm-hmm. gone. So we're already yep. thrown off. And then this thing that you mentioned about with the coach. He goes, we were approaching the line of scrimmage, and just based on the way that we were approaching the line, they knew what play we were going to run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, there's even like footage somewhere of one of the Tampa Bay players saying, like, and I don't think the fix was in. I think it was just John Gruden knew the defense and taught him, the offense and taught him. He's like I forget, it was like five. I think it was the most interceptions ever thrown in a Super Bowl. And he literally said, it's as easy as they said, as he said it would be. Like, he just, like, they were just walking into footballs that the Raiders were throwing. Oh my God, you have no idea how bad of a day that was for me. This was back before cell phones, and the house I was at, people knew I was there, and the ball would get intercepted and they'd score, like the Tampa Bay, and the phone would ring on the hook, and I'd just be like, don't even answer it. I know that's somebody I know calling to bother me. So, you know, they had to answer it. It was like, Todd, it's for you. I'm like, I know it's for me. I'm like, I know who it's for. Oh, so I went a little crazy.
But not so much that you went off your meds and went to Mexico.
No. I should've, but I didn't.
A little bit longer of an after dark. Hopefully it was an enjoyable one. I think there's a good spot to wrap this one up.
I totally agree.
And also my video is done uploading, so it won't mess things
up. Yay!
All right, so thanks for checking this After Dark out. Hopefully you enjoy these, and tell a friend, or, you know, if they're not comic book people, like I said, I've mentioned it before, I know there's people who listen to these who are not comic book people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's people getting enjoyment out of these.
Yes.
All right.
We enjoy you enjoying these.
That's right. Could we watch you? Could you do a video of yourself enjoying these so we could watch the video of you enjoying this?
Oh, that would be fantastic. That'd be very meta and fantastic.
That's right. So, again, for Todd, Leonard, whatever, I think it's After Dark 13. So, thanks for listening.